Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, March 30th, 2025. Can you believe that we are that far into this calendar year of 2025? But we are. Praise the Lord. The sun still rises. It still sets. The moon's there, and the days go on. So we are pleased with that, and we're pleased and thank you for joining us here. We have a little bit of everything for you this morning, I think, and I think it'll encourage you. We sure hope it does. We start out with the pistol prayer. We tell you about that. We see it coming true. We see an awakening. We see the spells that we're working are not working like they were, and that's a good thing. It is. And so we continue to pray it. We start out with it here. We have it on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it out to you. Sent some more out this last week. And so hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen and amen. And we do look forward to that continuing awakening across the nation. And we want to take a quick second, remind you to be reading your Bible. We have the 2025 Bible reading plan, and it continues on. It's just a few chapters every day, and we hope that that you're doing that. And then along those lines, want to remind you, just coming up Wednesday is Passover, April 2nd. And you can read about that. We encourage you to read about it. In Exodus, you can read about it in Exodus 12. There's certainly many other places to read about it, but that's the original Passover. When it talks about it, the death angel, the blood on the doorpost, those that obeyed were saved. I think that's the bottom line, as simple as it gets. Those that obeyed, that did what they were told to do, were saved. So, we have that time of the year. It is once again, and it is to be an everlasting remembrance. So we encourage you to read Exodus 12, and you can join us here that evening as well. I want to start out today in Joshua. Sometimes we hear this, sometimes we forget about it. I think with all the everything that's going on in the world, we are all of us in the world. Now we're not to be of it. We're not to love and cherish and desire the things of the world, but we still have to have it. We still have to have a home and gas in our car and a job and all these things. But as we see the events of the day, many truths coming out, sometimes they can be frightening. They can. But Joshua reminds us. Let's take a look. Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9 says, "This is my command," the Lord says, "be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." With you wherever you go. How about that? And I think that we would do good to remember that. And it's one thing to read it. It's one thing to apply it in our lives, right? One of the truths that's coming out, we've been speaking against it, but wanted to spend a minute on it this morning. One of the truths that's coming out is the poison, of course, in our foods, the poison in the pharmaceuticals, right? But one that's coming out as well, and we've sold many of these books, is saying no to fluoride, okay? Because the truth of what fluoride is coming out. Bottom line, and we'll elaborate on it, but it's a poison. It's a poison. Let's take a look at a couple. I've got a couple graphics and a couple things I think you'll be pleased with about this, but here I saw this. I thought this was good. Fluoride. What most people think it does. Oh, it prevents cavities. Yeah, that's because that's what we've been told for the last 60 years. It prevents cavities. But what else does it do? It gives you an increased risk of skeletal fluorosis, which is brittleness of the bones, of thyroid problems, neurological problems. Fluoride also contributes to acne and other skin problems, to lower energy production, to reproductive issues, and the mitochondria toxin. Now, leave it there for just another second. And that mitochondria toxin, well, that's the biological issues. right? The issues that people have. Now, have we or have we not seen in the last 60 years an increase of everything else on the right? Of brittle bones, of thyroid problems, neurological problems, acne and skin problems, lower energy, reproductive issues? Yeah. Because it's what it does. It is a poison. Saw this in a report. Fluoride officially classified as a neurotoxin. That's not good stuff. That's not carrots. That's not carrots and broccoli, buddy. Okay? Fluoride officially classified as neurotoxin in world's top medical journals. How about that? See, it's always been that way. It's just now it can get published. Now it can go out. Now it has a receptive audience, if you will. Saw this, thought this was interesting. This was another one. Said, avoid drinking water with fluoride. Dangerous neurotoxin. Lowers IQ. Slows brain function. Again, we see these things happening. And so, and we've been trying to point to this for, what, Jason? Forever. 20, 30, 40 years. The ministry's been trying to point this out. And I thought this was interesting. Planning a move, it said, forget these cities with highly fluoridated water. I'll add that. New York, L.A., Chicago, Houston, Philly, Phoenix, San Antonio, San Diego, Indianapolis, San Francisco. I don't know who'd want to live in those cities anyway. But you kind of can start to put two and two together. Because the heavier fluoride use, the heavier poison use, the more easygoing, the less, the more easygoing the people are. Lower energy, like it says. Saw this. I thought this was interesting. In recent years, several U.S. cities and communities have either stopped adding fluoride to their water or voted to prevent its addition. So individual cities have, including Portland, Oregon. I was very surprised about that. Wichita, Kansas, State College, PA, and Brushy Creek, Texas. And here was just a couple slides, these next two, Jason. I'll just read them real quick, but I thought that this was interesting that so here's a list of places that have stopped. And Utah was just this last week. The state of Utah said no more fluoride in the water. How about that? That's different, folks. That's a change. When a state is saying no more to this poison. So Wichita, we said some of those, Union County, North Carolina, Collier County, Florida, Winter Haven, Florida. Jason, your grandparents used to live down there. I grew up there, and they voted last fall, no more fluoride. Juneau, Alaska, Amory, Wisconsin, Portland, Oregon, Yorktown, Mims Water, Brevard County, Florida, Mills Point, Texas, all types of South Carolina and Georgia. And so it's good. They're just more and more saying no to fluoride. Again, declaring it a dangerous neurotoxin, and more studies are showing the harmful effects of fluoridation. You know, it's up until this, it was a conspiracy theory. I've had people say that to me. Oh, you're crazy. That's just a conspiracy theory. Okay. Believe it or not, it's up to you. Harmful effects, lower IQs, ADHD. Boy, that's increased greatly in the last 20 years, right? Attention deficit, whatever. Hypothyroidism, thyroid problems are as bad as they've ever been. And I thought it was interesting, too, in this one graphic was it says only 0.03 milligrams per liter of fluoride in drinking water can impair the thyroid function. And we know we know people with thyroid problems, and 0.03. And when you look at some of the levels that cities have, they have like 1 milligram per liter, not 0.03, but one. Right? That's like a dollar instead of 3 pennies. That's the difference. And that's what cities shoot for. Most developed, and this is my last graphic on this one. We'll move on to something else after fluoride. But most developed nations, this one says, including all of Japan and 97% of Western Europe, do not fluoride. Do not add fluoride to the water. Again, biological effects. And it's interesting that when you look at these, we see it in the land. We see it. Now, I'll back up and say it's because of our sin that God allows our enemy to poison us to cause these things. So the opposite is true, too. When we cease from sinning, when we turn back to God and His ways, it's like Hosea 4:6, you forget my law, forget your children. What happens when we remember His law? Then He remembers our children. And when we turn back to Him, we won't have these diseases of Egypt caused by fluoride, allowed by our sin to be in our land. And there's a change that's happening. There's a change in the spirit of the land. There is an awakening and a returning to God. We've talked about it. More people are reading the Bible. More people are buying Bibles. I was walking through, I'll confess a sin to you. I was walking through Walmart yesterday, okay? Chinatown, I know it. China Mart, whatever. I was looking for a couple of Spanish Bibles. We don't carry Spanish Bibles. But my son is working out as a cowboy and has a couple of legal Mexicans that they've been asking questions. He's been talking about the Bible to them. And he called me on the phone. He said, Dad, can you send me a couple of Spanish Bibles? Because these guys read Spanish. So I've been looking for a couple Spanish Bibles. Finally found. They must have had like six different ones, and they had 10 or 12 of each one. There's more people reading the Bible, is what I'm getting at. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. And the more we do, the more we turn from the world and turn back to Him, the more that do that, the more of these diseases, kidney, thyroid, heart problems, infertility, cancer, the more they go away, because that's how it is. Couple verses, couple scriptures here. Deuteronomy 7:15, back to the basics. That's where we've got to go. And the Lord will remove from you all sickness. He will not lay upon you any of the terrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but He will inflict them on all who hate you. That's when we turn back to Him. When we are in obedience to Him, when we're doing our best, not perfect, not obeying, following the law for salvation. Nope, not that. But because we've been saved, when we turn to Him, He said, He'll take it away. He'll take these things away. In Psalm 91:11, I saw this one. I wanted to share this one. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And, you know, Pastor taught on visualization. You know, the world puts out these visualization of angels, these cute little cherub babies with the little red cheeks and all. No. Angels of the Lord are more like what this drawing is, with swords drawn, mighty, mighty in stature. And we have to remember, and visualization is a big thing, to remember that as we read that, just like in Joshua, be strong and courageous. We don't do it alone. When we face these things and when we trust in Him, we do have His angels about us. That's something we can pray for and request. The Word says so. So I hope you do that. I hope, too, you go to our network website, sfawbn.com. The newswire's there, current events, breaking news. There's tons going on there. Folks, a lot of work goes into this website between the archives and the schedule and updating it. If you've got breaking news, send them to us. You can send them to Jason at sfaw.org, and we'll get them posted up there and share them with the remnant. And so this website is not for us. This is for you. This is to have this information available to you. So we hope you use it. We hope you share it with others. Well, Matthew 10:22, we talk about some of our 10:22s, and saw a couple of those yesterday. But Matthew 10:22 says, "You will be hated by everyone because of me. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Now, there's two statements there that are as true as any verse in the Bible. Jesus Christ said, "You will be hated by everyone because of me." But stand firm, right? Stand firm. He doesn't say, "I'll take the hate away." Nope, you'll have it. You'll have it. 9 days a week, you'll have it. But stand firm. It won't be your destruction. And so there are still, and I'm glad they're being exposed a little bit more, that they're coming out. They've been there for years, but I'm glad they're being exposed. There's a new, well, new attention being given to South Africa, right? Well, for one reason, they've re-upped their song, Kill the Boer, right? And their highest judge in their land has said that the Kill the Boer is not racist. It doesn't provoke violence when people like that are singing around basically saying, kill the whitey, kill the whitey, kill the whitey. That's how it is. South Africa's highest court that they have has decided that Kill the Boer is not hate speech. Now, the Boers are white. The people singing it are black. But see, it's been that way. And now it's getting exposure. It's coming out a little bit more. And the attitude is, I think, a little better, where people are saying, why is that? Why is it okay for them to sing Kill the Whitey? We don't sing Kill the Blackie, right? Because that would sure be racist. If they were to do that in South Africa, kill the blackie, wouldn't that be racist? We would consider that. And then I saw this. I thought this was interesting. UK. You know, sometimes I think, man, the UK, they broke from England. They had the European Union. They had the Brexit, and maybe there's hope. And then I see stuff like this, and I think, oh, there's, I don't know. I guess we just got to keep praying. So, of course, UK's banned guns, right? They banned personal firearms for years. Now, banning ninja swords. Ninja, no more ninja swords. Can't have those. Because in the UK, their government says it's too many knives, not too many knife men, not the people that wield it. And if this is an utter insanity to you, I don't know what. They have actors and stuff come on TV and talk about, you don't need a sharp knife in the kitchen. A rounded knife will work. UK knife crime still on the rise. Banning even more types of blades and hoping getting on top. This is what they're saying. In hopes of getting on top of its crime problem, ninja swords being the latest specific blade shape blamed for killings. British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer flaunts a, quote, manifesto commitment delivered this week as he announces what the government calls ninja swords are to be banned. That reminded me of the time of Saul and Jonathan. I want to read this here. 1 Samuel 13. Let's take a look. We got a few minutes here. 1 Samuel 13, 19 through 23 says, now no blacksmith could be found in all the land of Israel. For the Philistines had said, otherwise the Hebrews will make swords or spears. So all Israel went down to the Philistines, each to sharpen his plowshare, his mattock, his axe, and his hoe. So it came about that on the day of battle that neither sword nor spear was found in the hands of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan. But they were found with Saul and Jonathan. And so, see, this is nothing new. You might wonder, why would they ban? Because that's the plan, because it's biblical. Because this is how it was. It's what the Philistines did about 5,000, 4,000 years ago. And it's what the ungodly Antichrist in the UK are doing there, and it's what they want to do here. It just hasn't got that far yet. I hope they don't. But I just want to point out here, there were still a couple. See, God had sent Saul and Jonathan to deliver these people at this point in time. Saul and Jonathan still had their spear. And I think that's just another point that you need to make sure you always have yours as well. And I think my last little news thing today, violent earthquakes overseas. Nope, not hitting us, but Southeast Asia, Myanmar and Thailand, decimated, 7.7 on the Richter scale. I don't know if you saw some of the videos. This was just Friday. Skyscrapers just collapsing. Not under construction, just ones full of people. Just haven't even heard of what the death toll is, but just a mess. A mess overseas. Now, you know, earthquakes, we've talked about that. We've talked about volcanoes. I think Alaska's got a big on alert, got a big volcano they're expecting to erupt. We've been seeing this Kilauea, whatever, out in Hawaii erupting since December. So I think this massive earthquake is just the latest in this string of earth shakings that are going on. And Luke 21:36 tells us, says, so keep watch at all times and pray that you may have the strength to escape all that is about to happen and to stand before the Son of Man. And I think that ties right back in with where we started in Joshua 1. Be strong and courageous. The things that God has before us to do, we can do. Can't do it sitting on the couch. Can't do it just reading the word. Have to read it. But then we have to do it. We have to be doers of the word. But as he told Joshua, be strong and courageous. As he tells us, keep watch. Pray that you'll have that strength to do what you need to do. Well, folks, I'm excited. I think it's exciting times. Truth is coming out, and that's a good thing. Want you to stay tuned. We've got Jason's got a great timeless pulpit message by Pastor Peters continuing on in the Deception series. You'll see that what's coming out today has been prophesied. We were told about it, and we're living it today, and that's a good thing. Well, folks, again, thanks for joining us this here right at the end of March. Remember, Passover's Wednesday, April 2nd, and stay tuned. We've got more for you. God bless.
Heroes prove in liberty.